Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 506. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, I'm going to be bringing you post-Hurricane Irma interviews from Florida. So I went down to Orlando, and I spent some time talking to the folks there and ran into people from all over Florida, not just in Orlando. So I think it's pretty interesting to hear what they were dealing with. Before we get started, though, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And also, if you'd please go to my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us, that would be awesome. All past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. And if you want to watch the show, you can go to ustreamtv.com, type in either Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. All right. Now, like I said, I went down to Florida and did some interviews. Hey, before I do the interviews, though, let me just remind you, we are going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day in about 9 minutes, so you might want to pre-program into your phone. The phone number is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769, because you're going to have a chance to win some free flowers in about 9 minutes. All right, so let's go ahead and listen to the interviews I did.
Hey, guys, can I ask you how you were affected by the hurricane? I'm from Ohio, so I came down and I noticed there are lots of empty shelves down here.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much we didn't have power for quite a couple of days, and we had a lot of hard times finding fuel and everything, but slowly things have come and been restored over time.
What's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan, okay, Ryan. And did you guys hunker down?
Oh, yes, we did, inside house.
How bad was the flooding?
It was pretty bad. Well, we didn't have flooding right where we're at, but in the surrounding areas in our communities, they did have some heavy flooding.
I noticed there's still some roads blocked off. Is it still underwater? There's like one neighborhood, I can't remember the name of it.
There may be some, but our immediate area, we're finally dried out and we're in good shape.
And then I noticed at the store, there were like the vegetables and the fruit, everything was gone.
Yes, a lot of the supplies seem to be out right now. It's been very interesting trying to find food.
So are you guys doing anything different now to be ready for the next storm?
A little bit more hunkering down next time, a little bit more preparation on the food supplies, as well as more boards for the windows if we get another bad hurricane.
Okay, thank you so much. What's your little boy's name?
His name's Noah.
Hey, Noah, how are you? Is he four?
He is 2.5.
Only 2.5. Yeah. Okay. Hi, Noah. You want to say hi?
Yeah.
Let's say hello.
Hello.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. So anyway, as you know, or maybe you didn't know, I'm in Orlando. Orlando wasn't the hardest hit, but there was pretty severe flooding, and the airport was closed for a while. Flights weren't coming in and out. People had lost power, and we weren't exactly sure what we were going to find when we got here. In fact, we weren't even sure we were going to be able to come. So, sir, can you tell me how the hurricane affected you?
I had no power for a week.
A whole week?
A whole week.
What'd you do?
Had a generator. Learned to rub it.
So you plugged in your refrigerator to the generator?
Refrigerator's plugged up and everything.
Anything else to the generator?
Fans.
Fans?
Comfortable.
Oh, that's right, because your air conditioner wouldn't work, huh?
Yeah. The fans cooled it, but it was still warm in the house, so.
Moving hot air doesn't really cool you, does it?
Not at all.
A whole week. All right, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, what town were you from?
I'm from Ocoee.
Ocoee. Okay, got it. Thank you. Hey, can you tell me how the hurricane affected your life?
Not so much.
Not too bad,
because my house was safe, you know, everything was okay.
It was safe, so it wasn't underwater at all?
No, it wasn't.
Did you lose power?
Yes, I did.
For how long?
For 1.5 days.
A day and a half? Okay, I talked to a guy earlier that lost power for a week, so you are pretty lucky.
Yes, I was.
You didn't even lose any food, did you?
No, I did not.
Okay, and then for the day and a half, did you have to, like, cook on the grill?
No. Because I had something, you know, I cooked before the hurricane and all my food was safe. So you
knew it was coming, so you went ahead and pre-cooked the food. Then all you had to do was either heat it up or eat it cold.
Yes, that's it.
Which would be relative because it was probably lukewarm.
Yes, and we bought a little gas.
Like a little Coleman stove?
Yeah,
Coleman
stove. Yeah.
Okay. And then what town are you actually living? Do you live in? You live right in Orlando?
Yes, I'm living in Orlando, okay. Yeah.
Is this the first hurricane you've been through?
I've been through Matthew, yeah.
So at nighttime, when it was dark, you kept finding yourself turning on the light switch, but nothing happened, right?
Yeah, especially when you had to go, when I had to go to the washroom, and then I just, you know, turn the switch and
it doesn't work.
No electricity. I was like, what? Yeah, it was crazy.
What about brushing your teeth? You had to do that in the dark?
Yes, I had to do that. I use my phone, you know.
Your phone?
Yeah, I use the flashlight on my phone.
But if you use the flashlight too long, you lose battery power. You're probably afraid of using it too much, huh?
Yeah, but I had to. So.
Right. So next time you're going to have a lot of batteries and a real flashlight probably.
Yeah, I would definitely do that. Yeah.
Do you have children?
No, not yet.
It's just you then?
Yeah, just me.
Okay, so only you banging around in the dark?
No, I had a couple friends with me too, yeah.
Okay, so you had a hurricane party in the dark?
No, not really a party. It wasn't a party, but, yeah, you know, we were together. We were preferred to be together, you know, just in case if something happened, we can have each other's back.
Got it. Because now I forgot to ask you your name, didn't I?
Denise.
All right, so now, the next time a hurricane comes, are you going to do anything different to get ready for it?
Yeah, definitely. I will, definitely.
What are you going to do different?
Flashlight. And I think next time I'll try to have a flashlight. Maybe a little grill, too. And some charcoals. Yeah, it will be very useful.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Well, hey, thank you so much for speaking with us. And, hey, you have a great day.
Hey, you too, sir.
Okay, thank you. Right. Bye-bye. Tell me about what happened with the hurricane.
We live in Hollywood, in Florida.
Hollywood, Florida? Yeah. That's pretty far south from here, right?
Yeah, and we are here only for some days vacation. But, I mean, over there, thank God we live in a safe community. No flooding. And our house was good, and only some trees around was like in the floor, but everything was okay.
So were you already planning this trip to Orlando before the hurricane?
Yeah, 1 weekend before, trust me. But do you know what was good to come now? Because all the park was like empty.
Which parks?
Orlando, 10 minutes in the line was the maximum time then you took to go.
So if everybody's thinking about it, the next time they're planning a trip to Orlando, they should come right after a hurricane.
Oh my gosh, I hope not.
Did you find food and everything here?
Yeah. Well,
shelves were a little bit bare or not?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I mean, much, much better. I mean, before we left in Miami, the shelf was empty. Here they have fuel and everything you need.
Okay. So now, how do you know your home isn't damaged? Do you have friends that live there and they told you?
Oh, no. We came on Friday here.
After it hit?
We left after the hurricane, yeah.
So did you hunker down in your home?
Yeah, in my home.
Oh, what was that like, living through that heavy wind?
Oh my gosh, heavy wind. We were very scared. My sister, she's from Brazil. She came one day before the hurricane, and we were so scared. But thank God, only heavy rain and.
Did you lose power?
No.
Oh wow.
Only internet and TV. That's it. Okay. We have power.
Wow. Okay. So we should want to live where you live. We should get your address. No, I'm just kidding. It's the only safe place in Florida, probably.
My address is Florida Paradise.
Awesome. What'd you say?
We survived Mirna.
That's great. That's great. What were you gonna say?
Eu sobrevivi ao irmão.
Thanks, guys.
She's a survivor.
Thank you. Hey, guys. Can I ask you how the hurricane affected your life?
We're from the UK.
You're from the UK?
Yeah.
Did you happen to have a trip here scheduled right after the hurricane?
Yeah.
So you just got lucky? Were you concerned that you wouldn't be able to come?
Well, yeah.
Like the airport might not be open and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Now, is this your first time to the store since you're getting here?
No. Okay. We came here the other day, didn't we?
Yeah.
Did you notice a difference in the shelves? The shelves were a little bit more bare when you first came, or not?
Yeah, they're full now, so there's plenty of stock in there now.
And where are you from?
It's Scotland, in the UK.
Oh, Scotland. Okay, I've been there once. I've been to Edinburgh.
Edinburgh? We're from Dunfermline, just above it.
Just above it, okay. We went to the military tattoo.
Oh, yeah, we've been there.
Yeah, we've been there, haven't we? Enjoy that. Very good.
It's pretty fun, yeah, yeah. And I'm trying to think where else we went in Scotland, but it was fun. So, oh, on the way back, we went to Wales, okay? We went north, and then, I don't know if this happens a lot, but our bus going through the countryside, we came upon all these sheep had gotten free. They were sitting in the bank parking lot. They were sitting by the gas stations. Has that happened a lot?
No, doesn't really happen, to be honest. Like, no, you just had bad luck.
I just had bad luck. Okay. All right, well, hey, you guys have a great vacation, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right, and as I mentioned, we're going to be doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. You're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. The number to call, 614. Oh, by the way, don't call yet. Oh, I guess you can, but you don't know the question yet. The number is going to be 614-459-9769. 614-459-9769. But before we actually do the question, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right. And the question is, Denise, one of the people I interviewed, said that after Hurricane Irma came through his hometown of Orlando, he had to brush his teeth how? Was it A, in the dark, B, by candlelight, or C, by flashlight on his cell phone? The flashlight on his cell phone. All right. The winner's going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it, though. I want to hear your mind. And there's nothing else in the world tonight. She said, Don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We don't yet have a winner, though, so let me remind you, if you still want to try and call in and win those flowers from DeSantis, 614-459-9769, 614-459-9769. I'll restate the question really quickly. Dennis, one of the people I interviewed, said that after the hurricane came through his hometown of Orlando, he had to brush his teeth how? A, in the dark, B, candlelight, C, by the flashlight on his cell phone. So go ahead and give a call if you have that answer. In the meantime, we're going to go to some of the more of these interviews.
Can you tell me how the hurricane affected your life? Okay. All right. So he said you would talk to me. The question is, how did the hurricane affect you guys? Where are you from, first of all?
California.
Oh, California. You're here visiting.
Yes.
All right. What's your name?
My name is Tiffany.
Tiffany, okay, Tiffany. And you have Genesis?
Yes.
Hi, Genesis. Say hi.
Hi, I'm Genesis.
How old are you?
Three.
Oh, wow. And I love your hat, by the way.
Yes.
You're welcome. So, you guys came into Orlando when?
We were actually in Miami. So
you were?
We weathered the storm, and I just rented a hotel. The hotel lost power for the most part. We was out breakfast. It was hard to find food and everything after, no power. It was hard to call out, no signal. It was very difficult.
So you left your house, rented a hotel room in Miami?
Yes.
Okay, and because you feel like that would be safer?
It would have been. I thought it would have been safer just simply for the structure, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, I think you're right. Yeah. You must have thought of that early, though, because I'm sure they booked up, right?
Yes, I booked 4 days ahead of time, just trying to be safe.
Okay, and so you and your husband and your daughter all went?
Yes, we did.
And what did you bring with you? Did you bring your passports and your important documents?
Essential documents and... things I just couldn't part with, but so far as like furniture and things like that, I just left behind. But my whole thing was the documents.
Right, and pictures and that sort of thing. I was trying to figure out what we would have done if it had been us. I live in Ohio.
We also stacked up on water. We went to the grocery store like 3 or 4 days before because getting water from the Winn-Dixie or the local grocery stores was so hard. Like, the shipments would literally come in that week at like 10 a.m. and the shipment of water will be gone by like 1.
Wow.
Like, within minutes. So
you almost had to be at the store when the truck arrived.
Oh, yes. Genesis, come back over here this way, baby.
So
people were buying like four containers of water all the way up to like 12. It was a panic.
Wow. And so you gathered as much water as you could and as many supplies?
Things like bread, crackers, things that wouldn't, perish when the energy kicked out, honey buns,
the essentials. Now, how did your house fare?
You know what? A lot of, the windows were broken, so it was a good thing that we actually...
You'd have been inside and with glass breaking and the wind whipping, that would have been scary.
And the water coming down, it just would have been a good situation.
And Genesis would have been basically scarred, right?
She would have, but she didn't see anything. The most, she just couldn't turn on the power when we were in a hotel. I was like, Mommy, bathroom! I'm like, no, you gotta understand, there's no power. So she didn't understand that.
And how long without power at the hotel?
Oh my gosh, it was like four days almost.
4 days at the hotel?
Yes.
Wow, what did everybody do?
We had to open windows. It was just so hot.
I didn't think the windows opened at these hotels.
Well, I was at the Days Inn, so fortunately for me, they had windows that would slide.
Okay, well, you did a good thing because she'd have been terrified of every rainstorm from this day forward, right? If she had lived through one.
Yes, but luckily for her, she got to be able to see, and all she could say was, Mommy, rain, Mommy's dark, instead of, actually...
Right, our house is collapsing around us, kind of a thing. So what brought you up to Orlando, then? You're going to make a vacation out of it?
I actually love the weather, like the beach. I love the beaches here better than in California, because, the water's colder there, but here, it's fabulous. It's always warm.
So you went home and saw some broken windows, put some wood up, and then went on vacation?
Yes. Yes.
I love this girl. Everyone else standing around going, what are we going to do next? And you're on vacation.
No, I'm staying. I was like, I'm going to stay here. At the very least, I was just like, I'll be able to, get a hotel and move around. But as long as my apartment documents were secure,
Good for you. So how do you know that your house only had a few broken windows? A neighbor?
No, like as soon as the restrictions were lifted, I think it was like Monday.
Yeah.
I left the hotel and I went and I checked it out. Drove over there, seen trash cans and trees down.
Oh, wow. Must have been terrible, right?
Shifted.
And then getting gasoline to get all the way up here, was that a challenge?
Oh, it was crazy. But I got my gas before. So, actually, like I said, when all the water and all that was a panic and it was going, that was the same for gas. So I literally had to wake up, at 3 a.m. just to catch the gas trucks, refill, bringing the fresh shipment of gas. And it was like lines.
Yeah.
Like wrapped around at 3, 4 a.m. because people knew by 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
It'd be gone.
It'd be gone.
So how many hour trip is it from Miami to Orlando?
Well, it took us exactly 3 hours.
Okay, so you really didn't have to fuel up before you got here.
No. I did the whole on full, and it took me straight here.
That's good, because I'm thinking you might have to stop every time you get down to a half to look for a gas station so it has gas, huh?
Like my truck, I got 300 miles per the tank. So
okay.
I made it.
Well, awesome. You guys are awesome. Good planning. You got a great mommy and a daddy. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Okay. Thank you so much, Genesis.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
You too have a good day. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Take care. Sir, can I ask you how the hurricane affected your life? Yes, sir.
I just came down yesterday from New York.
You came from New York? Did you drive?
No, we flew in.
Okay. Were you concerned that they wouldn't even be open down here?
Actually, I was. I was watching Hurricane Irma since about last Thursday night.
Okay. And now there's one about to hit New York, right?
Yeah, that's right. Jose, I believe, is so.
You can't get home.
That'd be okay. As long as I'm stuck on vacation.
So have you noticed any ripples? Like, I noticed even here some of the stores are kind of short on the shelves.
Short on some different kinds of butter and, you know, membrane butter and bread and stuff like that, yes. Yep.
Okay. And what's your name?
Brian.
Brian from where in New York?
Rochester, New York.
Rochester. Okay, we have friends there.
Okay, great.
Mike Argento. Do you know Mike?
Mike Argento. Name sounds very familiar, actually. Yes.
And Rena?
Yes. Yes, actually.
Okay, because they've got Nicholas and Philip, and I'm trying to think, Michael. Three boys. Anyway, yeah, if you run into Mike Argento, tell him Dr. Kavitko said hi.
I'll definitely do so. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, isn't that funny?
All right, we have a winner. We have Janet Collins on the line. Hi, Janet. How are you?
Hi there.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it and listening. Janet, what do you do for a living?
Well, I am retired.
Oh, okay. What did you used to do?
I was in the home building and remodeling industry.
Oh, okay.
And so I still dabble in it a little bit, but I'm basically retired.
Good for you. And there's going to be a lot of home rebuilding that's going to happen down in southern Florida, isn't there?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just really bad.
Yeah.
Hey, Janet, tell everybody what the answer was.
The light on his phone.
There you go. There you go. Thanks so much. Well, hey, you stay on the... Oh, wait, I think we have your information as to where to send those flowers from DeSantis. So thanks so much for calling in, and call in next week and or listen in every week, okay?
All right. I enjoy the show. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So we're going to go to a quick break, and then we have more interviews from Central Florida. And it's episode number 506, and we'll be right back.
You can't take me as I am. Not just a little bit. You're too much for me.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kavitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigart from America's Next Top Model and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. It's episode number 506, and we're listening to interviews I conducted in Orlando, Florida last week.
How did the hurricane affect your life?
Nothing.
It didn't?
No, it didn't.
You didn't have any flooding?
No flooding.
No flooding? Okay. Just nothing at all? And you're in Orlando?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you just got lucky, you think?
Yeah, lucky.
Okay, what's your name?
Edison.
Edison. Okay, Edison. Well, hey, thanks for speaking with me. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Okay.
Hey, sir, can I ask you how the hurricane affected you? That's funny.
Well.
First, what's your name?
Jeff.
Jeff. Okay, Jeff, and you're from where?
From here.
Orlando. Okay.
Well, I'm from Detroit.
Okay, but you moved here.
Yes.
Okay.
And I've been here for 8 years. Well, it was pretty rough, okay?
Yeah.
I wrote it out in a mobile boathouse, mobile home over in Claremont.
Why?
In the middle of the eye.
Why?
Well, I didn't pay attention. I didn't know that the hurricane eye went from going straight north through Tampa to making a right-hand turn to go through Orlando and, well, first Claremont and Windermere. So I had set my wife up and a dog in a clubhouse, real comfortable, and I had a cat that was in the boathouse.
Okay.
I went down to see how she was doing, and the wind was only 60 miles an hour, no big deal, but by 11 o'clock, kind of figured out I made a mistake.
You're now stuck with the cat.
Yeah, we rode it out, man. It was all right.
So windows break or pieces of roof come off?
Well, a little bit of the skirting around this mobile home boathouse. It's just a very small place, but nothing else. I felt the roof lift a little bit.
Really?
At one point, about maybe 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, it was 100 plus, 120 mile an hour winds.
Wow, wow. So in the middle of the night, you're hearing this?
Oh, I didn't go to sleep. I mean, I work at the volunteer at the Roman Catholic Basilica here, Mary Queen of the Universe. So I'll be honest with you, man, I sat there with St. Michael.
You thought you'd be a goner.
Just take care of. I had faith it was going to be okay, but hey, it was a bad storm. People to the right of me lost the whole house.
Wow.
People down. It was a strip, sort of like a path, and people down court, close to the other pool, lost their house. So I don't know how, but I got out without a scratch. So.
And the cat too.
And the cat's fine.
What's your cat's name?
Boo.
Boo. So.
She's all black cat with gold eyes, and she was a little nervous in the beginning, but my wife called me at 7 in the morning. She says, I slept through it at the clubhouse. Come and get me. And I said, man, am I glad you were there. Not here.
Really? And yeah, she had no idea what you'd been through.
No, it was a mistake. I paid attention enough, but at one point, you know, I'd realized that these are not 60 mile an hour winds.
Right. So. Now the cat was the cat. Normally cats don't want to be held. Did this cat want to be held that night?
No, she just laid down in the rug next to me, and you know, I'll be honest with you, I opened up all the shades and I opened up everything so I could see what was going on.
You wanted to see what was something was coming at you, like a tree falling or something. You wanted to know?
Yeah, I did. I did. And I don't own this place. I'm just staying there for 6 months. I'm writing a book, and I got a lot of other things going on, so it was a place to just hide out. Okay. So it wasn't my place. It's a friend of mine's, so okay. I kind of wanted to watch over it.
So now is this episode going to wind up in the book somehow a little bit? Is there going to be a chapter?
No. Book's already done. Book has to do with football, women, and wine. So.
Oh, okay. I noticed you have gorgeous white teeth. Good for you.
Well, so do you. It's a
Thanks.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay, have a good day, okay? Yeah, how'd the hurricane affect you? What's your name first?
Betsy. I'm from Pinellas County. I have some roof damage, no electricity until Friday evening at 7 p.m.
How many days was that?
Three big trees down. Monday through Friday, I was out of power.
Whole 5 days.
One big tree split and half of it's on my house. The other half is on my neighbor's house.
Oh, boy.
A 40-foot avocado tree in the backyard fell on the power lines, and that's why we didn't have power.
Oh, my goodness.
And right now, we came up here to take some time off while we're recuperating.
So how many miles south of here is that?
About 90.
90 miles. Okay, so you're about a third of the way from to Miami, if I from here.
No, towards the Pinellas County is on the East Coast.
Oh, on the East Coast, okay.
Below Tampa.
Okay, now the tree that's half your yard, half the neighbor's yard, who has to pay for that?
It didn't damage the neighbor's roof. It just took out a section of her fence, and I'm going to fix it.
Okay, that's nice of you. And how did you fare? Did you find yourself going into the bathroom, for example, flipping on the light switch, and then you realize it doesn't work?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I did that every night. And even though I had the flashlight in my hand, I always went for the light switch, yeah.
And how did they keep in touch with you? You didn't know how long it would be before you'd have power, did you?
I was getting texts on my phone.
From who?
But I had to go from the Florida Duke Power.
You could sign up for them, or how did that work?
It was automatic coming on my cell phone.
All the customers, they knew your cell phone number?
Evidently, it's on the bill.
It's on the bill?
So, yeah, they contacted us by email. And because I didn't have any power at work, I basically stayed at work because they had power from 7 to 11. And then I was available if they needed any help, and I got paid for not having my power on.
Oh, my goodness.
I kept working all week.
I was going to ask you.
I was able to work all week long.
What do you do?
I'm a cashier.
Okay, so you just stayed there?
Mm-hmm. Yep, stayed in the store. There was air conditioning and food, so I stayed there.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Betsy. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, that's all the time we have. Next week, I will have Angela Lopez of Columbus Women in Technology, a nonprofit organization with a specific mission to address the declining pipeline of women in technology through programs that promote awareness, address attrition, create opportunities to transition to tech, and preparation for leadership. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. Remember, all past episodes complete with video are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.